Hello. Nelson Olmsted here. Today's story points up the importance of a first-grade education. Now here's Clint Gruber with a few words from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Let's return now to Nelson and another chapter from his storybook.
When the Ording family came to Coquille in southern Oregon in 1907, Ida Ording was only 7 years old. Just before she enrolled in first grade, her father told her, "Now, you go to school with your eyes and your ears wide open, Ida. You'll be surprised how soon you'll be reading books and writing letters. The years you spend in classrooms will be the most important years of your life." And so Ida Ording went off to the small Coquille schoolhouse. Little did she dream that she would return as an adult to spend many years of her life in the very same schoolroom. After high school, she went to work in the office of a local transfer company for a year, and later worked part-time in her father's Myrtlewood factory. Then she decided she wanted to teach. And in 1923, off to the Oregon College of Education she went. 4 years later, she emerged with a college degree and embarked on a career in education. Looking back on her 38 years in Coos County schools, Miss Ording recalls a multitude and a variety of experiences. Early in her career, she undertook to instruct young people in the 4-H club work in addition to her regular teaching. One of her young 4-H members said, "But, Miss Ording, how can we get anything done? We don't even have a work table." Miss Ording's reply was extremely logical. She said, "Build a work table. I can't think of a better project for a woodworking club to start with." Since then, Miss Ording has remained active in 4-H work with remarkable results. Her clubs have undertaken projects ranging from forestry to cooking, and more than 250 junior citizens of Coos County have learned and profited from her 4-H leadership. For 20 years, Miss Ording's clubs had a 100% record for projects completed. But a teacher's greatest rewards come not so much from successful projects as from successful people. And Miss Ida Ording has helped create many of these. Recently, a former first-grade student wrote her and said, "Dear Miss Ording, I won't forget the first word you taught us. It was the word good. I can still see you writing it on the board. But more important than this small memory is my knowledge that in your own important way, you set our attitudes on the right track. You gave us something to strive for in the future. Thank you for all you've done for me. It will never be forgotten." Well, Miss Ida Ording says modestly that she has taught some 1,000 youngsters in Coos County schools during her career, but while it's not a good policy to disagree with a teacher, we submit that in 38 years of teaching, 35 years of 4-H work, and a lifetime of community service, Miss Ording must have influenced and educated at least 10 times that number. Ida Ording announced her retirement in 1966, but no one in Coquille, Oregon, really believes her. They know she will keep on with her 4-H clubs and her many community activities because young people, public service, and Coquille, Oregon represent a lifetime career for this gracious lady who believes that a first-grade education is one of the most important steps on a long road to a happy life.
Thanks, Nelson.